BBC News with Julie Candler. The Houthi rebel movement in Yemen has accused the Saudi-led coalition of killing at least 82 people in an airstrike that targeted a funeral ceremony. More than 500 people were injured in the attack. The victims were mourners who'd crowded into a hall in the capital Sana'a. They were paying their respects following the death of the father of a prominent rebel figure. Donald Trump has insisted he'll never quit the race for the U.S. presidency, in spite of an outcry over lewd comments he made in 2005 about groping women. Mr. Trump's wife, Melania, has now added her voice to a stream of condemnations, saying his remarks, made shortly after he married her, were unacceptable and offensive, although she said they did not represent the man she knew. German police hunting for a Syrian man suspected of planning a bomb attack say they found hundreds of grams of explosives. Officers raided an apartment in the eastern city of Chemnitz after a tip-off from the Domestic Intelligence Service. The International Olympic Committee has announced new plans to strengthen the fight against doping in sport in time for the 2018 Winter Olympics. It wants better funding for the World Anti-Doping Agency so it can create a new, fully independent testing unit. The move will curb the powers of international sports federations. Hurricane Matthew has brought heavy flooding to the historic U.S. town of Charleston in South Carolina as it continues its sweep along the Atlantic coast. More than 1 million people in America's southeast have been left without power. 4 people died in Florida. The Nigerian authorities say they've seized more than $800,000 as they carried out anti-corruption raids against several judges. The money in local and foreign currency was apparently found in the homes of the judges, who've not been identified. BBC News.